أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كمثل الذين من قبلهم قريبا ذاقوا وبال أمرهم ولهم عذاب أليم. كمثل الشيطان إذ قال للإنسان اكفر فلما كفر قال إني بريء منك إني أخاف الله رب العالمين. فكان عاقبتهما أنهما في النار خالدين فيها وذلك جزاء الظالمين. صدق الله العظيم. From the beginning of the surah till the last ayat or verses that we had discussed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the wrongdoings of the Banu Nadir, and then the subsequent banishing of the Banu Nadir from Medina Munawwara by our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Here in these few ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about a relevant example to them, that they were not the first people to have broken the peace accord with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Before them there were others, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a similitude, an example of them, that of Shaitan. Allah says, كَمَثَلِ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ قَرِيبًا. The example is like the example of those who were just before them, not very long ago. The incident of the Banu Nadir had happened after the Battle of Uhud, but before that, after the Battle of Badr, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was confronted with the issue of the Banu Qaynuqa. This was also a Yahud tribe that began to connive with the Quraysh of Makkah, and in doing so, they had broken the peace accord, the peace treaty that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had signed with them. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam dealt with them in that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself, he left Sayyidina Abu Lubaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu in Medina Munawwara to continue the namaz of Masjid al-Nabawi and the other matters of Masjid al-Nabawi. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam went out himself. And again, like we had seen always with the Yahud of Medina, they then retreated into their forts. And for about 15 days, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam laid siege of the forts of the Banu Qaynuqa, and hence as a result they could not sustain themselves. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had banished them from Medina Munawwara, and then they left Medina and they had gone to Syria. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then distributed their wealth and their goods and their belongings that they left behind amongst the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Dhaqu wa bala amrihim. They had tasted the wabal, the ills of the deeds, of the ill actions, appropriately. And again, this was also according to their own kitab that was in this material world. Walahum adhabun alim. And in the hereafter, for them will be a very painful punishment. Kamathali shaitan. The second example that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives of the Banu Nadir is the example of that of Shaitan. What is the reality of Shaitan? إِذْ قَالَ لِلْإِنسَانِ اكْفُرْ. Shaitan lures man, entices man into committing kufr, into committing disbelief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when that happens, فَلَمَّا كَفَرَ, when man would disbelieve because of the influence of Shaitan, قال إني بريء منك. Shaitan will say on the day of Qiyamah that I have absolutely nothing to do with you. In other words, all I did was entice you. I had beautified your actions and your ill deeds, and as a result of it, you plunged yourself into kufr. So I am absolutely disassociated with you. I do not have anything to do with you. My condition now at this moment, that will be in the hereafter, Inni akhafullaha rabbal alameen. Certainly, I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the Rabb of the entire universe. Now that will be happening, and that one happening will be in the hereafter. But we find that in Surah Al-Anfal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about shaitan at the time of the Battle of Badr, when there were some hesitations from the Quraysh of Makkah. They had a fear that other tribes may plunge upon them. So shaitan came in a human form, and shaitan then lured them, encouraged them to come out. And in this human form, he traveled with them to Medina Munawwara. But when he saw the angels, the malaika, the armies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then immediately he retreated and he left the battlefield. So such is the condition of shaitan, such is the mischief of shaitan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives this example, that the Banu Nadir is absolutely no different from that. فَكَانَ عَقِبَتَهُمَا أَنَّهُمَا فِي النَّارِ خَالِدَيْنِ فِيهَا. So the examples of both of them, that of shaitan, that of the Banu Qaynuka, and all the likes of all those people that have these traits, that they would lure others into the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their result, their end, their final abode will be such that annahuma finnar, that they will be in the fire of Jahannam, khalidaini fiha, and they will remain in it forever and ever. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that we will have these influences, both the influence of shaitan and the influence of mankind. Both of them would sway us away from the path of Allah. They will deviate us from the path and the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Quran Sharif gives us all this in detail. The Quran shows us who our true enemies are, who would derail us from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And hence we need to be wary about it. وَذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ الظَّالِمِينَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and that is the jaza, that will be the recompense of those who do wrong, those who have transgressed and exceeded the bounds and limitations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in short, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows us that the Banu Nadir were not the only people that had broken their pledge with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They had connived with the enemies of Islam, but this had happened before them also, and this would continue to happen even after them, and this will go on and on. For us, the very, very important aspect is to remain firm on our iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our tawheed, our yaqeen in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and our ta'at and obedience of Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.